Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts senators have some big decisions to make. They're meeting behind closed doors right now, as they have been for hours. They're talking about the fate of the Senate President Stan Rosenberg and an investigation into accusations of sexual misconduct against Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner. Rosenberg today asked his colleagues to allow him to temporarily step aside from the leadership post during the investigation. In a Boston Globe story published last week, four men accused Hefner of unwanted sexual contact or harassment. Some of those men had current policy matters before the Senate at the time of the alleged behavior. All four told the Boston Globe they were reluctant to report what happened because they feared alienating the Senate president. WBUR Steve Brown joins us live from the State House right now. Senators, as we said, have been meeting for hours. What do you know about what they're talking about?
Well, we know that they're talking about the future of the Senate. Who will replace Stan Rosenberg as Senate president? Will that replacement be a temporary replacement, or will it be a permanent replacement? No signs from anyone coming in and out of this room. They've been in there for over 7 hours now. Right now, all members of the Senate, except for Stan Rosenberg, are in this room right now behind some frosted glass. I can see some movement in there, but I can't tell exactly who's talking to whom or anything like that. But they've been going at it, as I say, for about 7 hours, trying to figure out the future of the Senate and the future of this investigation, looking into allegations of sexual harassment on the part of Stan Rosenberg's husband.
They're in a delicate position, aren't they, given the fact that right now there are no allegations of misconduct on the part of Rosenberg at this point. He is liked and well-respected. What do the lawmakers tell you about that?
Yes, as you say, he's very much liked, is a popular Senate president. He governs sort of by leadership consensus. He lets his chairs and his members decide what's going to be going on in the Senate. Not a heavy-handed leader, and they tend to appreciate it. Even the Republicans have a great deal of respect for Stan Rosenberg.
Will the senators be trying to determine, or how will they go about trying to determine, if there is any connection between Brian Hefner's alleged sexual misconduct and Senate business? As we said, those men who have filed allegations against Hefner have said that they had current business at the time before the state Senate.
Well, going into this meeting, they said that they were going to be authorizing an independent investigation to look into those allegations and to report back to the Senate, or possibly to the Senate Ethics Committee. Not clear at this point who the investigator will be reporting back to, but that investigator will be looking at those allegations and also the allegations that maybe Brian Hefner had some say over state policy or state Senate policy or personnel changes or things like that. They'll be looking into that. That's something that the senators probably want to know, if Brian Hefner had any say over those kind of things, because they do not want that. They want to make sure that the Senate president is acting on his own.
Right, and President Rosenberg had said that there would be a firewall between his husband and the business that he himself tends to in the Senate. Is there any evidence that the firewall broke down?
Some people are saying yes, it did. Some people not. Again, it's just kind of speculation in the hallways here. And that's probably going to be the crux of this investigation. What is the status of the firewall? And again, we'll have a better idea of the direction that the Senate wants to go once they come out of this meeting. When they come out of this closed-door caucus, they're going to have to go down to the temporary Senate chamber and then in public authorize this investigation and let us know who is going to be leading the Massachusetts Senate in the coming months.
Okay, thanks for tracking it for us. WBUR's Steve Brown at the State House. Thank you again.
Thanks, Lisa.